Thank you, Brother Johnson. Thank you, choir. Take your Bibles now, if you will, and turn to Proverbs chapter 18. Who could be a greater friend to us than a brother? Brother should be. There are some cases where that's not the case, but a brother should be a good, close friend. And yet there's one that is closer than a brother. Proverbs 18:24, one verse reminding us of that truth. And Jesus said in that verse, the Lord said in His word, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. I probably could stop and preach for about 2 or 3 hours on that part. A lot of people whine around, I don't have any friends, nobody likes me, and nobody cares about me, and it's probably because you're not friendly. If you want to have friends, you need to be friendly. You don't need to be an old sourpuss like you've been sucking dill pickles for about a month. Amen? You need to be friendly. Be friendly with people, and you're liable to run across some friends. And that's part of it. That's a biblical principle. Just like thou shalt tithe. I mean, that's a biblical principle. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. There it is. But let's move on to the good part. And there is a friend. There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. There is a friend somewhere out there that sticks closer than a brother. I can say, first of all, about this friend that is Jesus, and I can tell you that He comes nearer to us than any brother could ever come near to us. He is one that comes closer to us than any human relationship that we can have. Now, I admit that brothers can get very near to each other. And I had two older brothers. They were about 2 years apart. A lot of times people thought they were twins. But if you messed with one of them, you had to mess with the other one. You know, it was just that way. Now, they always picked on me. They would do things like make me a homemade milkshake. Boy, I like those. Some of you remember when that was, we were so poor, that's what we had to do. We had to put some milk and ice in a jar, put a little vanilla extract in there, and shake it up, and it'd foam up, and then you'd drink it. That was your milkshake. You didn't go to McDonald's, anywhere else to get milkshakes. You didn't have the money. We lived way out in the country anyway. And so they made me a milkshake. The only thing was they used Tide soap in it. They made me a good milkshake. Well, I hope there's a friend that's sticking closer than a brother. I think my sister was in on that one too. But you can get very close to your brother, and a lot of times your brother knows you real well, even if you're a sister. Not just a brother, but your brother would know you real well. I've heard people say to me, I've heard some of our senior saints say to me, my brother is ill and I love my brother. We're very close. My brother knows all about me, and I've always leaned on him and depended on him. And some of you feel that way right now about the brother that you have. Very close. He knows you. He knows what makes you tick. He knows your secrets. He knows a lot about you. He knows us. We have some brothers that can sympathize with us. They enter into our problems and they try to sympathize with us. I remember getting in trouble one time, quite a bit, as a matter of fact. And I went to my brother, who I knew was a lot meaner than me. And I was telling Bobby, my brother, about the problem. He said, don't worry about it. He said, I've done worse than that. Just don't worry about it. I just didn't get caught. Said, don't get caught next time. Good advice from a good brother. But he knew a lot about me. I promise you, he knew a lot about me that Mama and Daddy didn't know about me. Amen? But he didn't know as much about me as Jesus. Not like Jesus knows. Not like He can know. And not like He can. Nobody can come up as close to you and as near to you as Jesus can. His knowledge of me is perfect. Nobody else in this world has perfect knowledge of me. Not even my wife. She doesn't have perfect, she knows a lot about me. It's scary what she knows about me. Scary how she knows me and what I'm going to do. But she doesn't know everything about me. And guess what? I'm not going to tell her. God and I have that secret. Now you're wondering, what did he do? That's none of your business. Just like a lot of what you did is none of mine. It's between us and God. But he has perfect knowledge of us. He knows what you need today. He is a friend that sticks closer. The word sticketh there means like glue, sticking together. He is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He cleaves to us. And he knows about your fears today. What are you afraid of? You're afraid of aging, getting older? You've got a brother that understands that. And he's there for you and with you. Are you worried about the future? You have fear about the future? We have a brother that we have a friend that sticks closer than a brother, and that is Christ. He's going to be with us during the future. Don't you think he'll be there? That's what the scripture teaches. Are you afraid of dying? I want to tell you, you'll have a friend that is closer than a brother that will minister to you not only as you're dying, but the very second you die, he'll continue to minister to you. Have you failed? Do you have financial problems today? You have a friend that is there to stick closer than a brother. He knows all about it. And his sympathy is better than anybody else's. It's more than a brother can give. It's more than a man can render. It's more than anybody else can do. And Jesus gives us his sympathy and his care. And he does it so graciously. And he does it with perfect tenderness. A brother doesn't always do that, but he does. Jesus does. He wants to help us. He wants to assist us today. He knows all about us. He wants to touch our heart. And he wants to sustain us. He wants to give us a healing hand. That's the kind of friend the Lord Jesus Christ is. He is the kindest friend you could have. He is the wisest friend you could have. He knows all about it. The second thing I like about Jesus is that his friendship is always the same. He sticks closer than a brother. His friendship is always the same to us. Our brothers may or may not be. We never know. We're never sure about the future of our human brother. We're never sure all the time about how he's going to react. Sometimes my brothers would be in a bad mood. And I might ask them something or make a request of them or come around them and they would be in a bad mood. The day before they were in a good mood. Maybe the day before they were in a good mood. But that day they were in a bad mood. And yet they're my brother. But I'm glad that Jesus is not a moody person. He's never too moody to listen to you. Amen? He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. You're never going to find Jesus in a bad mood. That's why I know he probably isn't an independent Baptist. But at any rate, sometimes our brothers, our sisters, our other friends can be different. They can change, but not the Lord Jesus Christ. I am always sure about my friend, Jesus Christ. Absolutely, totally, always sure about him. He's never too busy to help. There have been times my brother was too busy to help, but Jesus is never too busy. You're not going to bother Jesus or bug him when you go to him with your needs and you need help. He's going to be there. He's never too busy to help. And I might add, he's never unable to help. I've had my brothers that I might ask for something. They say, I would love to do that for you, but I just can't do that. I'm not in a position to do that. I can't do that. They probably wanted to, but they weren't able to do that. But I can tell you that Jesus is never not willing to do that, and he's never not able to do that. He is willing and able. Now, we need to walk in his will. We need to be right with him, but he's there. He is a friend that sticks closer than a brother ever dreamed of sticking close to us. He's always the same. Hebrews reminds us of that in the principle in Hebrews 13:8. Jesus, the same. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Aren't you glad we don't have to worry about, is he in a good mood today? Can we approach him today? Can we go up to him today? All of us have people we know that are like that, and we're a little afraid. We don't know whether to go up and say anything to him, whether not to. But thank God we have a friend in Jesus who is always the same. He never changes. And I'm thankful that his patience is inexhaustible. He has inexhaustible patience with you and with me. My brothers didn't always have patience with me. And sometimes there would be things that I would do and would irritate them. And they wouldn't have patience with me. I remember one night, I was just a little lad, and I was asking my older brother to play Santa Claus. And he played Santa Claus a little while, and I wanted him to play Santa Claus a little more. I know that's not biblical and scriptural, but I was a little lad, and so on and so forth. You'll forgive me for that, right? And back then, and I remember him saying, I don't want to play Santa Claus anymore. Leave me alone. He was impatient. He didn't like what I was asking him to do. And there were other times, even when we were older, that he would be impatient with me. But I'm glad that even though we can weary our brothers in this life, we'll never weary the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll never do that. We can constantly go to them. We can constantly go to our relatives and our brothers and sometimes weary them with it and make requests and always be wanting something, always be asking something, and they might get tired of it after a while. All of us have probably had relatives that are that way, and maybe it was a brother. Maybe it was someone like that. And sometimes we know we're unworthy and our brother would not recognize, or they would recognize our unworthiness. It would not help us out. But I'm glad Jesus is different from that. We don't weary our divine brother. We just don't weary him. He does not get tired of us. And even though sometimes we disappoint him, and who in this building does not disappoint him every once in a while? Even though we do disappoint Jesus Christ, he doesn't kick us out of the family. We don't lose our salvation. He does not get so weary of us that he says, I'm not going to hear your prayer. He always bears with us, yes, even though we are unworthy, and we can go to him in prayer and admit our sin and ask for forgiveness and repent of our sin, and guess what? He's a faithful brother, someone more faithful than a brother that will forgive us right then. I've met with families before who were fighting at the funeral home and it wasn't getting along. I had a funeral director come out to me one time when I drove up, ran out to the car, said, Preacher, get in here quick. I said, What's the matter? He said, The family's fighting. I said, Well, what do you want me to do? He said, I don't know, but let's do something. So we went in and they were having a battle over something. And two brothers were about to come to fisticuffs. There in the funeral home, that was what was going on. And yet, they would not forgive each other. I saw them later on when they wouldn't speak to each other, wouldn't talk to each other. Isn't that a sad thing when families fall out at the funeral home? We ought to ask God to forgive us and make that right and go on. But I've seen them that would not speak to each other, and I know some now that are even relatives of mine who don't speak to each other, brothers, because of such a thing happening. We don't need that. We need to realize that we have somebody who will forgive us like the Lord Jesus Christ. And we can go to him and say, Jesus, forgive me. I failed you. I let you down. And you know what? He sticks closer than a brother. And he'll say, Son, I forgive you. Based on my shed blood on the cross of Calvary and your willingness to repent, I love you so much, I'll forgive you. And then he ever liveth. Our brother Jesus ever liveth. Our brothers may be taken from us. Everybody, as I said earlier, probably has run into a situation or known somebody that has a brother that they depended on. You can't always depend on them. They may not be there. They may die. They may be taken out into eternity. You cannot always depend on a family member or that a brother is going to be there. But thank God you can always depend on Jesus, because he's never going to die again. He's at the right hand of the Father. He ever liveth and maketh intercession for us. We can absolutely know that he's always our brother who's never going to be taken from us. That's why, friend, you need to seek the Lord Jesus Christ's lasting favor and friendship. If you've never done that, you need to do that, because he's the only friend that'll always be there for you forever and ever in all of eternity. He's a friend you need right now, today. The closest friend you have, brother or otherwise, might die, might leave you, might turn on you. You don't know what's going to happen. But with Jesus, we know what a friend we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we consider that friendship, then we ought to walk worthy of that friendship. If we say that he is our friend, and we claim him as our Savior and our friend that sticks closer than a brother, then we ought to live like he is that kind of friend. The world's not going to believe he's our friend if we live a worldly, backslidden, sinful, ungodly life. You tell me you're a friend of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, and you won't get sin out of your life, and you live like the devil, and you live like the world, I don't believe you, is what they would say. I just don't believe you. We ought to walk worthy of that friendship. We ought to gain the things God wants us to gain from it. We shouldn't be down in the dumps. We shouldn't be worried. We shouldn't be defeated. We shouldn't be depressed. We should look to our friend, the Lord Jesus Christ, and he'll give us comfort. He wants to do, and I know the Holy Spirit is a comforter, but he is Christ in us, the Holy Spirit, who is our comforter. And today, that dear friend, that closest friend, that is closer than a brother could ever comfort you, you need to be comforted. You need strength today, he's there to give you strength. You say, man, I need strength. I'm not doing too well. I need some strength. I need some help. I need to fight the devil. I need to defeat the devil. I need to have more victory in my life. Where do I get some help? To whom can I go to get that help? Well, your earthly brother might help you a little, but nobody can help you like Jesus. Jesus will give you the strength that you need. You want to live a holy life? Where you're going to get the strength to do that? You get it from Jesus Christ. Jesus, a friend who sticks closer than a brother, that friend has a sanctifying impact on our life, so that we, because of him, want to be more like him. Don't you want to be more like your dearest friend today? A friend that sticks closer than a brother, I'd like to be like him. Not only do we need one, we need to be one. We need to live a holy life and be like the Lord Jesus Christ. And here's something we really need to do. We need to introduce other people to this dearest friend. We need to tell the friend we have in Jesus and what a friend they can have in the Lord Jesus Christ. We have a great friend in him. Why would we not share our friend with someone else and say, hey, I have a friend that sticks closer than a brother, and I want you to have this same friend, and I want you to learn his friendship and the intimacy that I have with him. I want you to experience that too, because it's the most wonderful thing on the face of the earth to have a friend that sticks closer than a brother, Jesus Christ. We ought to share Jesus with others. Amen? How long has it been since any of us have shared that friend, let alone won somebody to Christ so that he becomes their friend and they can claim this verse as their own? If we'll tell them about our friend and they'll get saved, then they'll have a friend that sticks closer than a brother. I like this old song, and I'm going to quote just some verses from it because I believe it describes it so well. It's entitled, No Not One, and you've had the, no doubt you've sung this song, and you're familiar with it. But I believe it's so true. It says, there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. None else could heal all our soul's diseases. That's true, isn't it? No, not one. No, not one. No friend like him is so high and holy, and yet no friend is so meek and lowly. No, not one. No, not one. There's not an hour that he is not near us. I'm so glad for that. No night so dark but his love can cheer us. No, not one. No, not one. Did ever saint find this friend forsake him? Or sinner find that he would not take him? No, not one. No, not one. Was there a gift like the Savior given? No, not one. No, not one. Will he refuse us a home in heaven? Thank God. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Friend, have you trusted Jesus as your Savior? He is the dearest friend you could ever hope to have. And he is a friend that sticks closer, closer than a brother. If you haven't trusted him as your Savior, I'm inviting you today to step out in just a few moments, walk down the aisle, and say, I want this friend. I want this friend that sticks closer than a brother. I want Jesus Christ to come into my heart. I want him as my Lord, my Savior, and as my friend. And saved person, is he your friend? Do you understand what a friend you do have in the Lord Jesus Christ? Talk to him often. Go to him in prayer. Did you talk to your friend this morning before you came to church? Did you ask this friend that sticks closer than a brother to come down in his power upon these services? He's always there. Talk to him. Go to him every day. Spend some time in prayer. Why, what friend, if you passed them and had the opportunity to speak to them and you didn't, what friend would be convinced that you were their friend? If I see my friend, I'm going to speak to my friend. And every day we have an opportunity to speak to our friend. We need to spend time in prayer. And then I would invite you today, whatever your care is, to cast your care on him. Don't live a life of defeat. Don't live a life of self-pity, questioning God, wondering why God, why this, why the other. He's the dearest friend you've ever had. And we need to just bring our burdens to him. And the Bible says, Jesus says, casting all of your cares upon me, for I care for you, for he careth for you. I believe that today, don't you? I believe Jesus is my friend that's closer than a brother and that he cares for me today. And he wants me to bring all of my burdens and all of my cares and all of my heartaches and all of my disappointments and lay them on him. You see, he has bigger shoulders than I do. I cannot carry those burdens around, but it's nothing to him. Casting all of your burdens and cares upon him. You've got to trust him and believe he is your dearest friend, no matter what he allows to come in your life. And by all means, we need to make a commitment in our hearts to share this friend with others. You can do that on Friend Day. You can do that by inviting them to church and saying, I want you to be my friend. I want you to come to church. And then we'll tell them about him and they can be saved. And our evangelists will preach and they can be saved. And they too will know Jesus as the greatest friend they have ever had. Let's stand, please. Jesus is indeed the unfailing friend. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. Do you know him as your Savior? If not, step out and say, I want to know this person. I want to know Christ. I want to be saved. Cast all of your cares on him. Whatever he's spoken to your heart about, do what he said, and that'll be the right thing. Father, bless in the invitation which is yours. I pray that sinners would walk down to the front, lost people, people that you love, people that we love. We're all sinners. But I pray that unsaved people would walk down the aisle, let somebody who's waiting for them, show them how to be saved. And as Christians, help us to remember, to recognize the dearest friend that we have, closer than a brother, Jesus. Help us to come to him today, represent him right, and share him right. In Christ's name we pray, amen.